This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
It's our top story on KRDO News Radio. After several hours, the standoff came to a peaceful ending just before 5 o'clock today. The suspect was taken into custody on felony charges, was identified as Joel Valerio. The exact charges are being considered, but likely being tied to domestic violence and possibly false reporting, according to Sergeant Frank Ortega with the Pueblo Police Department. And you can learn more about this story on KRDO.com. Other news, our top story, Boulder officer Eric Talley, killed in last week's mass shooting in Boulder, was laid to rest today. His father, Shay Talley, has been reflecting on his son's life.
Oh, he loved his children. He was the best father I could have ever hoped for my grandchildren. He loved his wife, and he loved his God, first of all, but he loved his job as a policeman.
Talley was killed responding to a shooting at a grocery store. He was one of the first officers on the scene when the gunman opened fire at the King Supers in Boulder, killing a total of 10 people. A funeral mass was held yesterday for the 51-year-old 10-year veteran of the force. Other top story, one person hospitalized this morning following a stabbing in Colorado Springs. Police say the man was seriously injured early this morning on Hill Road. That's near Cheyenne Boulevard. A suspect has been interviewed, but no word on any arrests. Centura Health says it's changing its policy regarding unscheduled vaccine appointments following a problem at its Colorado Springs mass vaccination site. KRDO News Radio's Heather Scold has this story.
Some people with appointments were turned away from the Broadmoor World Arena Sunday after the clinic ran out of the vaccine. A Centura Health spokesperson said in a statement that the Colorado Springs location had administered too many vaccine doses to those who showed up without an appointment on Sunday. The company plans to adjust its policy on unscheduled vaccinations to ensure that the problem doesn't happen again. Heather Scold, KRDO News Radio.
El Paso County Health is holding another COVID-19 clinic at its south location this week. The health department says it will have up to 1,000 doses of Moderna's vaccine available tomorrow and Thursday at the clinic in Fountain. Hundreds of open appointments are still available for both days. More information and scheduling appointments available on the El Paso County Public Health Facebook page. You can find a link on that on KRDO.com. The Secret Service claims most school mass shootings can be avoided. More on this story from Tom Roberts.
The agency released a report of 67 planned school attacks that were discovered or stopped because in nearly all the cases, the shooter gave off warning signs. Usually, it was telling their friends what they were up to. Other signs included a fascination with past violent attacks, an interest in weapons, suicidal thoughts, and harassing behavior. About half of the plotters in the survey were bullied by their classmates. The Secret Service claims students plotted their attacks for months, giving everyone time to stop them if they knew what to look for. I'm Tom Roberts.
And a grass fire is still burning in Los Animas. Bend County Sheriff deputies say the good news is firefighters have containment on the fire burning near Highway 50 and John Martin Reservoir State Park. It's an area that most Colorado Springs and Pueblo residents go to vacation at. It's the largest body of water in the state of Colorado. However, it's not known what caused the flames in this fire to break out, which is mostly burning in a swampy area near John Martin Reservoir. Certain racial and social justice demonstrations will be allowed during the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic trials. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic committees, based here in Colorado Springs, released the rules today, saying athletes can wear Black Lives Matter and Trans Lives Matter hats and face masks. Athletes can also kneel and raise their fist at the podium or the start line. They can also kneel during the national anthem. And the National Football League will have a 17-game schedule. Clubs have approved the decision to add the extra game beginning next season. Commissioner Roger Goodell hailed the move as a monumental movement and moment in NFL history. The change also means there will now be 3 preseason games. The extra added game for the Broncos will make our program director happy and KRDO News Radio morning news anchor Andrew Rogers extremely happy when it comes to that last game of the season, whenever that schedule comes out. I think the schedule comes out after the draft, which is coming up in April.
Mostly cloudy skies remain in the forecast for the duration of the day today. Another round of snow will be likely late this afternoon into the early evening hours, with accumulations on grassy surfaces up to 1 to 2 inches in some locations, enough to cause some impacts on those roads later this evening. Clearing skies after midnight, temperatures in the teens, returning to partly to mostly sunny skies on Wednesday with highs in the upper 40s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.